Speaking of the footy,
yeah,
should we do the Ménage à Trois footy tipping results first and then go to your apology, or... Because I'm not letting, you've mentioned it, I'm not letting you out of this room without it. So
I think you would.
Do you want to go to the tips?
Yeah, let's do it.
Pretty nonchalant.
Yep.
7, 7 and 7.
Really?
Yeah,
everyone got 7.
See, if I had have picked Port instead of being stupid and picking GWS, I'd have picked up 8 and clawed back another one. But I'm sitting after round 17 on 101.
Mm-hmm.
You're on 103.
Yep.
And Tim the Toolman on 100. He missed out on the Tigers and Lions. You missed out on the Saints and Lions. And I missed out on GWS and the Lions.
Mm. So we kind of mixed it up a bit, but got the same result.
First time in a number of years I've actually watched a full game of football on the weekend. I was invited, Paddy Kirby, old mate Paddy, invited me over to the Swahili bar.
What? Where's this?
At his place. It's the Swahili. I tell you what, it's a cracking bar.
Is it?
It's got his two race cars in there.
Yeah?
Up on the, yeah.
What are the prices like?
I said, what happens if the hydraulics on the one that sits on top fail, crushes the one underneath? He said, no, we've got... Yeah, we actually got to start one of the race cars up, let me tell you. Wow. Oh, she's a cracker.
Okay.
So big shout out to Paddy, and I did rob him of 4 Iron Jacks.
Good.
Because I was a bit tight and only took 2 of my own cans.
Are you planning on replacing them?
No.
No chance.
No. God, no. Oh, maybe when I go back in 3 years' time.
If you get invited back.
Fun time was had by all.
Good.
Daryl Halsey was there from the old garage doors.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't seen Daryl forever.
Mm-hmm.
Looking a bit worse for wear too, Daz. Sorry to say, mate. Paddy, I think, was asleep by about 5:45. I'd left prior to that.
Mm.
The last time Paddy fell asleep in the Swahili bar, they had the music going and he was actually in his sleep tapping his foot to the beat of the music. Absolute gold. There's a video to prove it. Yeah, it was fun times.
Stuff.
Hello to Woody and Sandy and everyone else at the Swahili bar. It was lovely. Mm. And Paddy's a Collingwood supporter, so
that's
I was ready to choke him. Because North Melbourne led pretty much all game. And he's going, oh, I was nervous about this one. I knew we were going to lose, And they come back and win.
Yeah.
And didn't the tune change? As a good Collingwood supporter without teeth does.
Mm.
Anyway.
Yeah, that hurt, PT. That
it
hurt.
Did.
What were we, 28 or so up at three-quarter time?
Yeah. Should have won it by a golden mile.
Mm.
So Noble's still on the chopping block.
Yep.
Anyway. That's the Ménage à Trois footy tips after round 17. What's the apology?
Well, this is,
here we go.
This really stinks. Can I actually change my mind? No.
Right,
about this time last week, PT, you said to me,
go
and see Elvis.
I did.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
And I said to you, oh, the critics are, it's a bit mixed. And I think you said something like,
Don't listen to the critics.
That's it. But go and see the movie. So I did.
Yes.
I did.
And?
Wow. I went to the Regent yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
With the youngest people there. But it was, I'll tell you what, Baz Luhrmann.
Knows how to do a movie.
He knows how to make a movie. And, learned a lot about the King and about the Colonel.
Yes.
Mm.
Very good.
Mm. So there we go. There is my apology to you, PT, when you say go and make up your own mind about a movie.
You should always do that.
I should always do it.
And Austin Butler as Elvis.
Very good. So do yourself a favour, go and see it. It's a ripper.
It is a ripper and now screening and probably screening for a little while to come too, given its popularity.
Yeah, there was lots of times yesterday at the Regent, that's for sure.
Probably screen until all those of age have passed away, actually, because that's the sort of age group it's attracting.
It is.
A few youngsters in there. Mate, you have a great show.
You too, PT.
Have a wonderful
Thank
day
you.
And we'll catch you tomorrow.
Good on you.